Door County leaders are figuring out what to do about the area's public transportation system known as door-to-door rides. On average, door-to-door provides nearly 43,000 rides a year all over the county, and it's said to be the fastest-growing public transportation system in the state. But officials say it's not financially sustainable to keep running as it is. The situation has users worried that the program will be greatly reduced or even outright eliminated. But it's also possible it could be largely saved. Joe Krebsbach is the Door County Human Services Director and the de facto head of door-to-door rides. Joe, welcome to Central Time.
You're welcome. Glad to get a chance to talk with you.
Now, when people think of public transportation, they might think of something in a bigger city with, you know, big buses and fixed routes. Can you tell us what this system in Door County has looked like for the past couple of years?
Our system is something called a shared ride taxi system. So it is kind of a rural community or a small community's alternative to the bus system. And so we have taxi services provided by a contracted vendor, and those services pick individuals up, again, door to door. Our name implies what we do, but we pick people up at their home and drop them off at their destination. It provides a little bit higher level of service because sometimes it even assists people with moving groceries and that kind of stuff, so getting them to the doorstep of their home or residency.
And what do we know about who is using this system as far as age or people with disabilities? What do you know about the usership?
Well, the majority of our riders are identified as either having a physical or some level of disability, or they're over the age of 60. So about 72% of riders fall into one of those two categories. And then another 7% are students.
And I know you've heard at public meetings and elsewhere from users. What do they say about how the door-to-door service helps them get around, helps them keep their lifestyle up?
Well, I think it certainly provides them a level of independence and a feeling of autonomy. They can get places without having to rely on friends or family members. So there's a level of independence that it provides people, and they certainly are appreciative of being able to have that mode of transportation when they can't drive themselves.
Now, you're the Human Services Director there in Door County. That's a job title that doesn't usually include Director of Transportation Services. Is this a little bit, cobbled together over the years?
Yeah, I would say it is. I meet with a lot of the Human Services Directors around the state. I'm not sure anybody else is running transportation as well. It kind of fit in. We run some transportation, ADRC bus. And so that's kind of how it all started back in 2010, was that it was added on or tied on to the service we used to run out of our senior center or the senior center bus. So that's kind of how it all started.
And I understand now you're looking at the system and wondering how you're going to pay for it into the future. Can you talk about the finances behind the door-to-door transportation service?
Yeah, the finances are coming from a few different places. We have a couple of different state allocations or grants that we run, and there's some numbers tied to those. Probably don't mean a lot to people, but those require some county match or some county levy that's put in. So we get some state funding, and we get county tax levy funding that's put in, and then we get fare box funding. And those three things are a match to the federal funding that comes in for the public transit piece itself, the door-to-door system. And over the years, those things have changed or adjusted based on how our system is working. And where we've kind of gotten to is a couple of things. Number one, our system is so large that for it to stay with me under Human Services is just not practical. We're not really giving it the attention that it needs. And then additionally, so one of the things we need to do is bring in management. But in addition to that, some of the fiscal pieces have changed over time to the point where the county needs to now invest significantly more tax levy than we have in the past. And so that's where kind of the issue at hand is we're going to need to make some decisions about whether or not we're going to continue to provide that service, which requires us to come up with those additional funds.
Talking to Joe Krebsbach, Door County Human Services Director, about public transportation in Door County. His department runs, in effect, the door-to-door ride service in Door County. So what are some of the options, Joe? It sounds like there's a wide range from canceling the service completely, downsizing it. What kind of range of options are you considering?
Right now, we've put three options out for the board to take a look at and provide us some feedback. And again, you covered those. One is to eliminate the program altogether, and that would leave only our ADRC bus available in Door County.
And that's for people with disabilities, ADRC,
yep.
Is that right?
Correct. Aging and Disability Resource Center, mm-hmm. Sorry. And that particular program is also where our meals program and some of the other stuff for seniors is. So I would say the majority of people who are riding that service are over the age of 60. So one of the options would be to end the door-to-door system itself. The other option would be to provide that system at a much reduced rate. We can do that, again, based on how all of those fundings match. If we decrease revenues or increase revenues, that decreases the amount or increases the amount of federal dollars we get. So we could cut the service down to about 45% of what we're currently offering financially without additional burden on the county. That obviously would greatly reduce a system that's already having trouble keeping up with the capacity demands that we have. And then the other option would be to run the service as it currently is, and that will cost the county approximately $170,000 for next year. And then with some projections up through 2014, closer to $215,000. And that would be an annual cost of tax levy that would have to be appropriated towards transportation. And ultimately, with the tax levy freeze, that would have to come out of other program areas.
And Joe, I've talked to people in other non-urban counties and even people at the national level. You are not alone in Door County in trying to deal with these issues. When you talk to your colleagues in other counties, are you hearing similar concerns from them about, hey, how do we provide mobility to make this a livable county for a lot of our citizens?
Yeah, I think this is happening all over the place. And certainly, I mean, these types of programs are being run in other counties. And I think part of the problem is probably twofold. Federal dollars, the percentage of funding that we get is decreasing. And as the state runs more and more programs, the money that comes into the state of Wisconsin is getting dispersed to those other programs as well. So we are, transportation is struggling, I think, in pretty much all areas.
Do you think that without some kind of service like this, there's going to be a population that currently lives in Door County that we'll find they can't make a go of it? They can't get to the grocery store, the doctor's appointment, what have you?
I'm not sure how they're going to make a go of it if we would eliminate the services. Those services weren't provided before 2010, and people were getting around somehow, but certainly less conveniently and less freedom of movement for them. And again, I think, you know, we know that the biggest use of our resources to get people to the doctors and the grocery stores. So those are our three highest users, the two of our grocery stores and the doctor's place. Those are the most popular drop-offs and pickups.
So, Joe, what is the timeline now on a decision for door-to-door?
Well, over the next 2 months, we're going to have to make some decisions. We're currently at the end of a contract. When I say currently, 2019 is the end of our contract with our vendor. When we bid out, if we bid out a new system, that would have to be done probably by this summer. And we have to know how many hours we're going to bid out if we're going to try and get a vendor to come in and provide this level of service or whatever level of service we have. So I would say by June at the latest, the county's going to have to make a decision about it.
We'll leave it there for now. Joe, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Joe Krebsbach is the Door County Human Services Director. We talked to him about the uncertain future of the county's public transportation system known as door-to-door rides.